The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Greetings, dear friends. Welcome to the Manhood Hour. Why do we have the Manhood Hour? Why on earth would we need to dedicate a whole segment of our national show every week to the question of manhood, masculinity, and the threats upon it? Does it have something to do with razors? Yeah, it does. Strange to say, but it does. Gillette, probably the most famous brand in the world, not too long ago, they had this to say about men.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it?
Bullying is a problem.
We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
But she says we don't.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie.
Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool. Not cool.
Some already are. In ways big.
Yo, men. We're acting.
And small.
I am strong.
I am strong.
But some is not enough.
It's not how we treat each other, okay? Okay?
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
Do you enjoy being lectured at when they're trying to sell you something? How about the fact that you're blaming men for being toxic and boys roughhousing is a bad thing, and also the implicit bigotry that the white guys were doing the naughty things in that video, and it was the colored men who said, oh no, you're being far, far too toxic. Do you respond to it? Well, one man did. Surprisingly, from a sector that has nothing to do with politics, the media, or the culture war. And here's his superb response. Cut one.
What is a man? Is a man brave? Is a man a hero? Is a man a protector? Is a man vulnerable? Is a man disposable? Is a man broken? is a man trying. We see the good in men.
What you don't see at the end and during it is who provided it, the Eggard Watch Company, and the statistics that 80% of homeless in America are men, 97% of war fatalities are men, on and on and on. Why did the maker of that film think it was necessary? Well, he's our special guest here on the Manhood Hour. The man behind the Eggard Watch Company, Ilan Shurlovich. Welcome to America First, the Manhood Hour.
Thanks for having me on, Sebastian.
I haven't seen another ad from another company of this ilk, watch company or otherwise. So you'll explain to us why you did it. But first, for those who aren't familiar with you or your responses or your company, say a little bit about who you are and your path in life so far.
Well, I started off as an actor, had a background in Hollywood, worked on different TV shows. I went through a little rough period in my life where I got sick and my dad was there to help take care of me. And it made a huge difference. When you go through chronic illness, having a proper support system can make all the difference. And so I ended up wanting to make it up to him somehow and honor him somehow. So I ended up designing a watch. I had a design background and it turned into the company. And since then, you know, it's evolved in some cases as a platform to put out these messages. And we just continue to make watches. My acting career has taken a bit of a hit because I've been a little bit too vocal, but that's okay. That's a sacrifice I'm more than happy to make. And that's my journey.
All right. So tell us why you felt you had to make that movie instead of just talking about, you know, cool watches and selling watches. Why did you have to make that mini film?
You know, I got to a point where, you know, I'll be totally honest with you here. I got to a point where I was spending so much time just going on social media and arguing with people and just debating people and trying to get people to realize that the narrative toward men was not only detrimental toward men themselves, but also women and society as a whole. And there's going to be long-term consequences to it. And it was just falling on deaf ears. So I decided to use the biggest platform I had at the time, which was my watch company. We had a pretty good following. We'd done a lot of stuff with celebrities. And so people followed the company and I knew that the message would get out that way. The Gillette ad was the straw that broke the camel's back for me. When a company that is historically a company that supports masculinity goes entirely against it. And the only, you notice their language is very specific. They go, some men are not like this, but some is not enough. Implying that the minority of men are the ones who are good, that the majority are the ones who are bad. And so it just got me to a breaking point where I said, you know what, this has to be countered. I'm not going to let huge corporations constantly put out these messages without some kind of bigger platform like a company like ours, where a company, at least, we're not an individual, putting out a message in response to show people it's okay. There's people out there who do believe what you believe, because so long as companies don't do it, Hollywood doesn't do it, yeah, Media doesn't do it, people become isolated.
Yeah. I'm curious, what was the impact? Because at the end it says Eggard Watch Company. There's no watches in there. There's just firemen, fathers, you name it.
Yeah.
What was the impact on your company? Negative, positive? I'm just curious.
Incredibly positive, which is the thing I wish other companies realized. Incredibly positive response. Not just, by the way, from men, but from countless mothers who said, I'm worried about my son, the world he's growing up in and the way he's described by people nowadays, by sisters, by daughters talking about their fathers and all the wonderful things they did. So there is an entire ecosystem here that is not just men that is affected by this. And we had such a positive response.
Well, that's
drowned out any negative response.
Well, that's a very important message for those who are afraid to talk about these things openly. This man is, and there aren't many of them. Let's support him. Go to his website right now, eggardwatches.com. That's E-G-A-R-D, eggardwatches.com. You can follow him at Eggard Watch Co. on social media. That's Eggard Watch Co. His name is Ilan Shurlovich. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Manhood Hour. We're going to continue to discuss what it means to be a man, a true man, in an age where those who are masculine are deemed to be toxic. Guarantee for yourself that you never miss any of our deep dives. Go to your favorite podcast platform, whichever it is, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, I care not which. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Subscribe, it's absolutely free. Leave us a 5-star review and then share the links with your friends. If you are America First, check out all the America First gear at our website. The hottest seller by far in the history of this radio show is the I Stand With 45 flag. Get yours today. But coming up, a quick second, they didn't believe me when I designed it, is the Don't Be a Science Denier t-shirt. With a picture of a man and a woman. XYXX, don't be a science denier. So much more at SebGorkaStore.com, including all of my books. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. We'll be back on the Manhood Hour with Ilan Serlovich after these messages. It's one of the most beautiful things you can do today or any day. Remember what Jesus our Savior told us. Come unto me, the little ones. Better a millstone were wrapped around the neck of someone who harms a child. Well, let's help those who are most vulnerable. Over 1 million girls and boys in America have a parent behind bars. They are vulnerable. They feel guilt for the sins of their parents. Let's get them to a safe place this summer with the Prison Fellowship. It is called the Angel Tree Camp. $200 per child provides them a Christ-centric safe summer camp. That could be you. Donate as little or as much as you can. Go right now to SebGorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner at the top. You could be literally saving a life. You can call in your donation as well on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794, or just go to SebGorka.com and the Angel Tree banner. Welcome back to the Manhood Hour with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Ilan Serlovich. Thank you to all of you who have joined us already in our pre-campaign request to support the Angel Tree program of Prison Fellowship. Every year, we support children who have lost a mother or father to the prison system. Sadly, in America, there are millions of such kids, and 70% of them will end up in prison themselves. We want to break that cycle. How do we do that? We help them. We make them feel loved, and we put them somewhere safe. That place is a summer camp. It's the Angel Tree Camp. $200 per child is enough to get them to this Christ-centric summer camp. But donate as much as you can. You could literally be saving a life. Just go to SebGorka.com. The donation is tax deductible. Hit the Angel Tree banner at the top and change a life for the better today. That's SebGorka, SebGorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner. God bless every single one of you. Ilan, let's go through the standard questions I ask all of my guests on the Manhood Hour. First things first. The greatest... given the clip I'm going to play in a few minutes, I think I know the answer to this question, but talk to us about your influences. Who helped you understand what a man truly is? Who gave you the formative information? You said, yeah, that's what I want to be.
Yeah, it was absolutely my father. Like I said, I went through a really rough period in my life. One of the most important things that he instilled in me, I believe, is understanding the virtues of masculinity, which is something that's entirely lost on society. So he's a great example. He's an incredibly selfless individual. And so he's been kind of the inspiration or the thing to look up to and live up to. And it really draws attention to the importance of having a father in your life.
Do you discuss these issues with him? How does he, for example, the Gillette ad, how does your father react to what he's seeing today? Or, you know, a Dylan Mulvaney, what does he say?
Well, you know, when he sees the complete deconstruction of gender, of masculinity, of femininity, he always tells me, he's like, look, the pendulum will always swing back. He's a very hopeful individual. And he believes that as long as people speak up, as long as people get to a point where they're willing to stand up for what they believe in, that it doesn't matter how strong the opposition is. If you're speaking truth, that it will inevitably win. It takes one person to speak truth into the world for 1,000 lives to be destroyed. So that's something he's always told me, something he believes
say,
in.
Say that again. I love that. Say that line again about one truth.
So it takes one person to speak truth into the world for 1,000 lives to be destroyed.
I love that. I love that. Talk to us a little bit about your definition as you learnt it from your father. What kind of characteristics are non-negotiable for a man? What is a modern man?
Well, they're the traditional virtues that have existed throughout all of society, throughout all of history. In any society that's, you know, managed to succeed, you look at traditional virtues like fortitude, being courageous, being able to stand up in the face of adversity, being capable, you know, not living in fear. We've become a society that is very fear-based. Men should not live in fear. Fear is the opposite. It's the antithesis of a virtue. So those are the kind of virtues that were instilled in me.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Let's talk about the latest thing that you've done. We'll talk about a movie project that is imminent, but you sure. have done something with regards to women that I think is just as important as our discussions here on the Manhood Hour. This is your latest ad or political statement. Cut three. Let's play the cut.
When I was a little girl, I had this dream that seemed so impossible. I was going to be the fastest runner in the world.
It will be a new world record.
I got this little nugget of an idea from my dad. He used to watch me run and say, "Ain't no woman alive that can beat you." And I believed him. He made me feel invincible. It wasn't easy. I trained hard, harder than anyone else I know. But I was made for this. I was an unstoppable force, a life dedicated to perfection. But even perfection wouldn't be enough.
All right, you can't see the headlines in the rest of the movie. Who is that person? And explain to our radio listeners what happens at the end of that film.
So it's a young girl who's inspired to run track by her father, who tells her she could be the best, and she is the best. And she grows up and competes and wins until the final moment of the video where she competes and realizes she's competing against a biological male and that she's going to lose. And all that hard work and all that sacrifice and everything she's put in her entire life is lost. And then the headlines at the end show examples of it. You know, Fallon Fox in MMA breaking the skull of a woman.
Yeah.
You know, all the other examples that are there.
So after your response to Gillette and, you know, what it is to be a man video, why did you flip and then do this one, Ilan?
I think they're directly connected. You know, it's very interesting. When I put out the video in support of men, of masculinity, the response from a lot of people on the left was, "Oh, you don't care about women's issues. You want to ignore everything going on with women." When the reality is, I believe it's a symbiotic relationship. We have to support each other. By me speaking at men at that time didn't mean I don't want to stand up for women. And this was an opportunity to stand up for women. There's a complete erasure of womanhood, of biological sex entirely, you know, for both men and women, but it's affecting women far more. If you look at the consequences of it and who's at risk. And there's a general trend toward denial of absolute truth, which is so incredibly dangerous. And I can get more into this later and how I view it. But that's the reason I made the video. I honestly just find it ridiculous that people who have fought for women's rights for years are now silent when biological males with a history of abuse are being put in prison with women, when we're erasing women's achievements in sports, when we're, you know, affecting children at such a young age. I mean, it's just shocking to me.
Yeah. Where are all the quote-unquote real feminists? The response to that video about women?
Again, incredibly positive. There's this misconception in society that the vocal minority somehow controls the narrative. They don't. They only control it because we're complicit. We're agreeable. So many of us just go through our day just not wanting to upset or go against the status quo. And we believe that because people are vocal, they represent the majority. And again, when corporations don't put out ads that show that they're not the majority, when Hollywood pushes this narrative, when politicians push this narrative, it's very easy to believe it, but it's not the truth. The vast majority of Americans believe in common sense. We want a common sense world to live in. Yeah. But until companies don't speak up and until politicians and media don't start changing their narrative, people will feel isolated.
It's actually one of the most common characteristics for me as an immigrant that I see in my fellow American. It's that sense of common sense. People have that as Americans. It's a very important message you have, that the vocal minority do not actually control the narrative. We're talking to Ilan Surlovich. He is the CEO, the founder of Eggard Watches, eggardwatches.com. Follow him right now at Eggard Watch Co. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Manhood Hour. Make sure to follow us. We are everywhere that matters. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us on your television, on your Roku, Fire Stick, or other devices. It's the Salem News Channel. And don't forget, my Substack, a brand new article up there just Friday, sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name as one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. This is the Manhood Hour. More one-on-one with the Manhood Hour and our special guest, Ilan Surlovich, after these messages. Every day when I pass a mirror, I still can't believe it. It's me! I'm looking back at myself. I never thought I'd be this fit again. But 42 pounds ago, I decided to take control of my health. And with the help of my PhD weight loss and nutrition, I'm so glad I did. The program is simple. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team customize a plan for your body to make it simple. They even provide 80% of your food at no additional cost. They treat your entire person as one. Dr. Ashley believes that all change starts with the mind. She'll help you to change your behavior when it comes to food and think differently about food so you'll never gain the weight back. Give them a call right now at 864-644-1900 and they can answer all your questions. If I can do it, you can do it. Welcome back to the Manhood Hour with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Ilan Surlovich. If you enjoy America First, please support those who make it possible. This isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million from you, the taxpayer. This is a free market enterprise, and we survive because of the support of great patriots like Mike Lindell, friend of the president, a man who the left is absolutely trying to cancel. Even Walmart has gone woke and banned his products. But let's have his back anyway and get a good night's sleep. He's the inventor of MyPillow. He's just launched the 2.0. He sold 71 million of the original, the only pillow that doesn't get hot, keeps its shape through the night. Get yours today. He's got over 150 other items at his webpage. Use my name, Sebastian Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to get up to 66% off. You can call in your order and talk to a real person. Yeah, a real live person, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it today. All right, let's talk about this influence to you, Ilan. This is a beautiful, beautiful video about the father-son relationship. Cut four.
But the moment I saw you for the first time, I knew it was game over. I would love you forever. I knew I would stand by your side, no matter what. I knew that I would give up everything to make your life better. I knew that every moment of pain for you would be a moment of pain for me. I knew I would be your guide, your example, your standard in this world for what it means to be a man. See, but what I didn't know was just how much this world would test us. I didn't know how strong you were. I didn't know how I needed you just as much as you needed me. I didn't know how much better you would make me. good, the bad. There's nothing I would change if it meant you weren't my son. And all I want in this world is for a piece of me to carry on with you.
Strangest thing about that beautiful video is the juxtaposition of the, I don't know, you're a movie guy, I don't know what you call it, that end plate that just has the logo of your company, Eggard Watches, and I don't think you even see a watch on anybody's wrist in that whole film. It's about the father-son relationship. And it's like, you know, I'm a watch guy. I'm a gun guy, a watch guy. I'm wearing an Eggard watch right now. But for me, why isn't there more of that? Why don't other CEOs, other companies, without politics, I don't want companies to get political, left or right wing. I want them to be purveyors of quality stuff at a good price. But why don't other companies talk about meaningful stuff like you do so often, Ilan? What are they afraid of?
They're afraid of backlash. That, you know, I think what they're most afraid of nowadays is actually their company culture from within that has shifted. So in other words, even if you believe in these things, if you're worried that your employees who are younger, who are, more woke, don't, that you can have an effect within your company. That's almost more scary than it happening from outside your company, right? If your company starts to decay within, the culture of your company is affected. It's very hard to save that. You don't want a mass exodus. And so it takes a lot of courage if you're dealing with that, to risk, you know, you're putting food on your family's table to put out messages that people might disagree with within your own ecosystem, within your own company. And so I think that hinders a lot of people. Also, I think people just go with trends. Again, they hear people saying something. They don't necessarily know if it's the majority or not, and they just put it out there. And then now we're starting to see the consequences of doing that. You know, you see it with Anheuser-Busch, obviously.
Yeah. I have a very disturbing story to share exactly along those lines when it comes to the threat from inside the company, not from expectations of what somebody outside may say or a customer or an advertiser may say. We are talking to the founder, the CEO of Eggard Watches. Go right now to eggardwatches.com. Follow them on social media at Eggard Watch Co. Ilan Sorlovic. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It is the Manhood Hour. If you have a phone, if you have a cell phone, there's one thing you have to guarantee. I don't care what model you buy, but I need to know whether you are hooked up to the big cell phone companies, because they are woke. Just like Budweiser, just like all those other companies, Coca-Cola, IBM, they're left wing. They have donated literally millions of dollars to things like Planned Parenthood and gun control organizations. There's one cell phone company in America that's conservative and Christian. It's the one I use. It's called Patriot Mobile. Switch today to a company that loves America like you do. They have the same nationwide 4G and 5G coverage. They have a network performance guarantee. If you don't like the net you're on, you can switch for free to another net. You can keep your old number. You'll get free activation with my name and also extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Don't fund those who hate America with every call you make and text you send. Switch today to the good guys. 878-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gorka. That's 878-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. We'll be back with Ilan after this break. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 has a buy one, get one free offer with promo code Gorka. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square for the buy one, get one free offer, enter promo code Gorka or call 800-829-8468. That's code G-O-R-K-A. Go today. Welcome back to the Manhood Hour with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Eggard watches Ilan Serlovich. That was fascinating, what you just said about the fear, Ilan, of not speaking the truth on big issues because there might be some backlash inside your company. I have a good friend. I've known him since about 9/11. And he left Washington, D.C. He was an amazing... He worked in the defense field, I'll just say that. And he had a dream. And based upon a tradition in his family from his grandparents, he decided to build a company. It was a brewing company in the middle of nowhere, in a very depressed part of New England that had seen better days. And through grit and determination with his brothers, he turned it into an incredible success, built multiple facilities, is now exporting to 12 states of the United States. It's, you know, this amazing, amazing success story after just 8 years. And then he saw that, you know, my business story is the American business story. So I'm going to run for office. And he ran a very safe, business-oriented campaign for Congress out of this state. And we gave him some money. I campaigned for him. I loved the idea. And then suddenly he shuts down the campaign, doesn't say why. And actually, think of this, Ilan. He refunded our donations to his campaign. I don't think a lot of politicians do that. Mm-hmm. And I could tell there was a big issue, so I just let him go away. He went on vacation, didn't want to talk about it. And then I found out what the problem was. His employees at the restaurant, the bar, and the brewery said, "You cannot run as a Republican. We will not let you run as a Republican." This is a man who has given them their livelihood. And they say, if you're running as a Democrat, that's fine. But if you run as a Republican, we're going to undermine your enterprise. Mm-hmm. I find that horrific, Ilan.
Yeah, and it's sadly become a common trend. Again, we've accepted ideologies that are closer to, you know, extremist religions in society now. They no longer believe in free speech. They no longer believe in dialogue. They believe in control and dominance. And I can get into why I believe they believe those things and have ended up there.
Go ahead.
So again, it comes down to, if you look at everything that's under attack nowadays, there's a binary there, right? You look at the things that are under attack, they're things that are based in any form of absolute truth. And when I say absolute truth, I mean that you accept from a fundamental point that there are things that in this universe that are bigger than the material, something spiritual, something greater than things that exist within the universe. And because of that, some things are just absolutely true, whether it's God, whether you're just a hyper-spiritual person and believe that there's some form of absolute ethics. Now, if you deny that entirely, there's a binary there. Your only other option is that you believe that nothing is absolutely true. Because if you believe one thing is absolutely true, then absolute truth exists. So then you go down the road of moral relativism, nihilism, and you have no sense of identity anymore, which is why you see things like the transgender movement, attacks on things that are inherently known to man by birth. You understand that a man is a man and a woman is a woman. These are not things that even need to be taught. We know they're different. Yeah. But that's what's under attack. And that leads, again, to nihilism. And these people are so obsessed with finding identity and value that they've created this religion, which is in opposition to what God would be or anything that is absolute, where anything can be anything. And so that's why they're so extreme. That's why they can't accept any opposing view. And the second you give them any type of position that is based in any form of absolute truth, they are extremely offended by it and need to attack it and destroy it.
Yeah.
It's the antithesis of truth.
Yeah. So to the point. If you had to write a little curriculum for how we save masculinity, what we teach the young boys of today, what would be some of the non-negotiables on that curriculum, Ilan?
Boys would have to be capable. They'd have to know how to protect themselves and their families. I'm a huge fan of everyone in society understanding how to use a firearm, how to do basic goods, basic survival goods, you know, how to change a tire, you know, how to prepare a meal, just basic things that have slowly been lost by a lot of men over time. I think martial arts is an incredibly valuable thing to teach men discipline, how to control your energy, especially for young men. And Jordan Peterson, I don't remember exactly how he said it, but there's a phrase there, and other people have said it throughout history as well, that you should be capable of extreme violence, but have the restraint to not use it.
He said you've got to know how to be dangerous. You have to know how to be a dangerous man. You have to control it, but you have to know what it means to be dangerous.
And I don't believe it's just physically. I believe it's mentally also. We have to be a stronger society mentally. I think stoicism is fantastic. I think there's elements of stoicism that are very valuable.
Yeah.
And again, just going back to those virtues, those traditional virtues.
Do you think that, you know, we have the phenomena like Dylan Mulvaney that goes from being a failed actor to be the fake woman interviewing the president in the White House? Do you think things like that and the drag queen recruiters in the Navy, do you think that is a sign that they've gone too far, that there will be a backlash, as you said, the pendulum? Are you an optimist that things will swing back, or do we need to see more courage from CEOs like yourself or just average citizens?
We definitely need to see more people speaking up. And I think what's good is now people, even though they're not using their voice necessarily, what they are using is their dollars. That's step number one. And that has a major, major impact.
Like Budweiser.
Like yourself.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But the next step is being vocal, creating content. You know, people need to create content that is on this side. People need to not be scared to put things into the world that are on this side. And people always tell me, well, I don't have a big platform. I'm like, if you change one person's mind, you know how many friends of mine I have talked to for years I've spent talking to them just to get them to see my point of view. And finally they do. And they go, oh my God. And I consider that a win. That's one person. Cause that one person will now go do that to another one person. And eventually it'll have an effect on society.
Yeah.
So don't underestimate the power of your voice. That's a big lesson in life.
People have to look at themselves as catalysts. You know, you can catalyze somebody else. That person catalyzes another 10 and on. And it's an entropy. It's a scale of influence that one person can have. We're talking to Ilan Serlovich. Follow him right now. EgardWatches.com. This is the Manhood Hour coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now across the country, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less, taking morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Yvonne, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Find out today. It's super easy. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. What have you got to lose? Nothing but for the pain. Call right now, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. We'll be back on the Manhood Hour with Ilan Serlovich after these messages. Listening to the Manhood Hour with our special guest, Ilan Serlovich. So I think I teased it out of you that you are an optimist on all of these issues. However, we have to be catalysts. We have to put out, as you said, content talk to us about a very exciting new piece of content that you're working on, Ilan, a little bit longer than the films we've shown today.
Yeah, it's a feature-length documentary. It's very fascinating, and it's on censorship. It's on people self-censoring. It's on cancel culture, but it goes into a much deeper concept of mass psychosis or psychogenic epidemics where people kind of accept unrealities into society as a majority and the effects of that. And we did some really cool stuff. We did a social experiment where, you know, we brought people in to see if they would destroy someone's life just based on social pressure. And there's some really, really interesting stuff in there that's sadly pretty troubling, but also a little bit of hope.
And you you interview some big names, right? People who have canceled, have been canceled and survived.
Yeah, we had some really, really interesting people interview. Jordan Peterson, Roseanne. She was an amazing interview. We have a ton. Jimmy Dore. We have people on both sides. Dee Snider, who's much more left-leaning, but just recently is in the news again because he said something at the Pride Parade that got him kicked out. And so it's just interesting. It's kind of eating itself on that side. But, yeah, we have some great interviews there.
All right. When can we expect to see it?
Hopefully, we're in final edits right now. We're doing color correction and then audio mix. So, you know, within hopefully a couple of months, it's going to be out.
That's super exciting. Okay, last thing, your message to those men out there, or even, you know, women who understand that there's only one truth, who think that this is political and they don't have anything to say. What do you say to them?
Well, you know, if they think that silence will create a better world for tomorrow, they don't realize that they're just taking some comfort today for a much worse world that will affect them in ways that they don't yet anticipate. So I do think, again, the importance of speaking up, the importance of putting what you believe into the world, you can't undervalue that. And so people should use their voice.
Yeah, it's a very simple but powerful message. Just saying nothing. How do you think, whoever you are, whatever the issue is that you have passion about, whether it is the assault on classic concepts of masculinity or femininity or life itself, if you think silence is going to make things better, how on earth would silence make things better? It won't. You can be the agent of change. As many dissidents who suffered under dictatorial regimes, Václav Havel and others, Solzhenitsyn, have made it clear, one man telling the truth can make the edifice of lies collapse. You could be that person. You need to be that person. Because if not you, then who? Think about the future, not just for yourself, but for your loved ones, for your children, for your grandchildren, for your posterity. We've been talking to Ilan Serlovic. It is EgardWatches.com. Check them out today. Check out all his amazing videos on YouTube and also follow him on social media at EgardWatchCo. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to The Manhood Hour. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Okay, so Mother's Day is tomorrow, and this is the second day that's rolled around. There's two different days in the year that I question. There's Mother's Day and there's Father's Day. As a trans person, as a trans woman, which one do I celebrate? Father's Day rolled around. I don't feel like a father. Mother's Day is tomorrow. I feel like a mom, but who celebrates me? It's not a situation of pity me or anything. I just genuinely want to know, is there other people out there that you don't know which one you fall under? Are you a mom? Are you a dad? Where's Parents Day? Why can't we just have a Parents Day? Like, you're a parent, that's worth celebrating. Why does it have to be one or the other?
Jeff, where did you find that? Is that a parody? Is that a joke? A guy in a green wig talking like this, that I'm a mother and this is Mother's Day?
That is from a site where you get normal news clips from. That's what makes it on there now.
Wow, that's a news clip. But we think it's real, right? That guy's saying, I'm a woman.
I think so, yeah. I don't think it's a joke.
Eric, if you're trying to be a woman, shouldn't you at least, I mean, if I were pretending to be a woman, I'd like to try my voice a little higher. I mean, shouldn't he just, instead of talking like this?
that's the thing, is that most of them don't even put in the effort. They throw on a green wig, they just say I'm a woman, and that's all there is to it now, apparently.
Oh, blimey. This must be a Monday. Welcome, dear friends. I felt bad this morning. I said to my wife, I said, you know, yeah, I'm an addict on social media. I fess up, you know, guilty as charged. I don't know how many hours I spend on Twitter, Instagram, and all that garbage. I didn't do one post yesterday about Mother's Day. I just think it's a con. I think it's, you know, Hallmark cards and the chocolate and flowers sellers. I bet you did, Jeff, because you got little kids. I mean, did the kids make, you know, Mother's Day gifts for your lovely bride?
Yes, they did. And my daughter now is 5. She was very nervous about it for the first time. She was very nervous that she wasn't going to wake up in time to get her breakfast in bed and that she was going to find what she made her. It was the first time.
Bet your wife was delighted.
Yes, she was.
Good. All right. That's different. You got little winkers, little kids. That's fine. But otherwise, it's all a con. But if you're a trans guy who talks like this because he's a woman, I don't know which one to celebrate because I was a man and now I'm a woman. Honest, you can tell by my voice. All right, guys, let's get a little bit more serious. Are you white? Do you like America? Do you think it's great? Well, does that mean you're a white supremacist? Because if you are, the current incumbent of the White House thinks you are the number one threat to America. Here he is at Howard University giving you the latest threat brief.
To choose love over hate, unity over disunity, progress over retreat, to stand up against the poison white supremacy as I did my inaugural address to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. And I'm not saying this because I'm at a black HBCU.
One of the greatest threats to America is white supremacy. Really? Not the 9,000 black Americans who are killed each year almost exclusively by their fellow black Americans. 9,000? No. White supremacy. Where is that white supremacy? How about instead the fact that border agents arrested an Afghan national on the terror watch list last week in California? How about the fact that we have no border on the south? And that if you want to come into this country, you can come straight on in. And they have to wait until California, find you by accident? No, that's not the threat. How about transgender terrorism? It's funny, he didn't even mention one white supremacist attack. How about these transgender mass shootings in America? Sadly, we know Nashville because it's most recent in our mind. March 27th, 3 staff members, 3 children, 9-year-old children, were murdered in one morning by 28-year-old Audrey Hale, who identified as a man. I'd say that's a real threat, but is it a one-off? No. Let's go to last year, Colorado Springs. The mass shooting at the LGBTQ nightclub with 5 people killed and 25 injured. Who was the perpetrator? Was it a white supremacist? Was it a red MAGA hat wearing conservative who loves this nation? No. It was 22-year-old Lee Aldrich, charged with more than 300 criminal indictments. This individual is also transgender. Aldrich's clients have written in court documents that their client identifies as non-binary. Whoop-dee-doo. How about Denver, Colorado, at the STEM school, the Highlands Ranch, south of Denver? Devin Erickson, 18 at the time, and 16-year-old Alec McKinney entered the school with multiple concealed weapons and carried out their attack, killing 1 and injuring 8. Kinney was sentenced to life in prison. Erickson pleaded not guilty, but was also convicted and sentenced to life without parole. What's important about this case? Alec McKinney was born female, but asked to be referred to as male, as she was transitioning at the time of the shooting. Transitioning into what? A mass murderer? Funny that didn't make it into the commencement speech by Biden. Or this one, which was so rapidly memory-holed, I think because it happened just outside the Capitol. Most people have no recollection of this. September 20th, 2018, four people shot and killed at a pharmaceuticals distribution center 26 miles northeast of Baltimore. The suspect was Snotchia Mosley, 26 years old. A friend told the Washington Post that Mosley suffered from bipolar disorder and depression, had first come out as gay and then as a transgender male. Oh, isn't that interesting? But nobody talks about that fact pattern. Give me four similar white supremacist mass shootings of late. Oh, one woman gets tragically run over in Charlottesville by a person who was on pharmaceutical drugs at the time for mental problems. And we have to talk about that for years as a white supremacy epidemic, as the person driving that vehicle was what? Was being attacked inside the vehicle? What about black supremacy? What about Waukesha? What about a man mowing down a parade with children, with a senior citizen dance troupe? Oh, can't talk about that, can we? No, because that would go counter to the narrative. Or Dallas, Texas, Micah Xavier Johnson carried out a mass shooting against police officers, killing five of them in 2016, July 7th. Don't talk about black supremacy. Don't talk about transgender mass shooters, because you might be talking about reality in Biden's America. But if you're a conservative, you're the threat. We know why, because they have no other way to maintain power. I am Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. What a great lineup we have for you today. We've moved the Manhood Hour from Friday to Monday afternoons. Making Movies Great Again is now on Fridays, because Friday should be fun. Third hour today, an amazing guest on the Manhood Hour. We'll be joined by John Solomon later this hour. Chuck Holton from The Border. Do not touch that dial. We'll be back after these messages.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.